Hello, it is Ryan Barra tuning back in, and I have something that annoys the shit out of me that men say to me all the freaking time. It is, if I was your age, I would be fine. But my metabolism slowed down, and this is why I got to that point, to this point. And let me explain something to you. I've been probably overweight most of my life, regardless of my metabolism. The reason why men tend to say this, that's they say, oh, wait till you get to my age. Wait till you get to 50. Wait till you get to 40. My body changed at this age. Is because you are excusing yourself. You are excusing yourself from working hard. You are just saying, oh, you're only fit because you're young. Well, do you wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning and plan out your meals for the day? Do you wake up and make sure I take every single one of my supplements I need, go for a run, stretch, exercise every single day, make sure my sleep is on point, I put my phone away, make sure I clean my house, make sure my kitchen's on point, make sure the grocery's on point? Is that all by accident? Or is that by purpose? Or is all that stuff due to my age? Men that tend to say this are the ones that are the most overweight and the most insecure, and the ones that really don't want to take responsibility for themselves being overweight and fat. Okay? You are fat, you are overweight because you are lazy, because you don't put in the work, and you want to vilify the people that have put in the work. I guarantee you, I can find tens of thousands of people that at your age, that have similar lifestyles to you, that have similar thyroid problems, you know, this, that, knee problems, that have the bodies they want. But you're excusing yourself and taking the responsibility off your plate. You're playing victim. And that is what I always say to men. You're just playing a victim. So my family, business owners, very, very, very hardworking people. 5:30 every morning, right? They're at work. 5:30 at night, they're done and drive home an hour. So that's good 13, 14 hour days every day. Now, there are people who are broke, and many times I've heard them say to them, you're so lucky that you have a business. You're so lucky that you have all the things that you have. And I think to myself, you have no idea how much work they've put in, how much work I put in every single day, recording these podcasts, editing them, working out, creating programs, creating these free resources in order to help my family, in order to be healthy, in order to help you. It's not just by luck. These things aren't by luck. They are by dedication. But poor people want to vilify rich people. I use quotations around rich because rich is subjective, because they want to excuse themselves because they're not putting in the work. They're on their phones. They're watching Netflix. They're up to date with every single movie that comes out. They're never reading books, overweight. And so what do they want to do? They want to blame everybody else and say it's luck. It's not metabolism. It's not luck. It's not age. It's not your knee problem. It's not your back problem. It's not any of those things. It is you are lazy and you don't want to hear that. And it sucks to hear. You know why it sucks to hear? It's because I've had to hear it. Or my business has failed. Where I've been overweight. Where I have been jealous of people who have things that I don't. Where I've had people in my profession that have better bodies than I don't. And so what I do, I vilify them and say this, they're this because of this. And then as I started to get the things that I wanted, I realized it was never because of them. It was always because of me and my downfalls and my insecurities of me projecting onto others, right? And I talk about projection and I talk about this all the time is one time I was looking at my wife and I was thinking, wow, she's overweight. She needs to lose some weight. And I took a step back for a second. I said, I freaking love this woman. I would do anything for this woman. I'd take a bullet for this woman. How about you go stand in front of a mirror and look at yourself? So I did. And I looked at myself in the mirror and I said, wow, you don't like, do you like yourself, Ryan? Obviously the answer was no. And so whatever how I saw myself, I would project onto the world. And so any advice to people that have the body they don't want. They don't have the life that they don't want. They don't have the things they want. Let me tell you something. It is all your fault. all the successes in the world are your fault. And all the failures in the world are your fault. We, as men, only want to take responsibility for the successes. Take some goddamn responsibility for the failures. You being severely overweight, you being unhealthy, you not knowing how to manage your sleep, you blaming age, those are failures. Those are thought processes that are not going to serve you. Me as a business owner, I have a team, I have employees. So me saying, like, I need employees to grow my company. I need employees to help serve you. I need employees. But let's say I had a thought process like, oh God, I hate employees. They suck. They're so annoying. They take so much energy, so much time. Do you think that thought process is going to help me grow in life? But here's the flip side. Let's say I think like this, you know what? I'm so grateful to have employees. I'm so grateful to have them. They help grow my company. They help serve so many amazing people. And I'm so blessed to have them a part of my team. You see the difference in thought process? One serves me, one hurts me. You saying your metabolism made you fat hurts you. Doesn't serve you, hurts you. Take some responsibility in your life. Let me tell you something. 60 is young. The human body was designed by nature to live up to 120 years. So if you are 60, that means you've only lived 50% of your life. And this is probably one of the realest conversations I've ever had or podcasts I've ever had. It's because you are not where you want to be because of the way you talk, the way you walk, and the way you think. And I say this all the time. When the student is ready, the teacher appears. The reason why there's no teachers giving you the advice you need to get to where you want is because your big old mouth stops you. Your tongue trips you up. Your big old ego trips you up. I've had so many times men I could have helped and given free resources to. They're just not ready to hear it. Take some responsibility in every aspect of life. And then you'll notice you get the body you want. You'll notice you get the happiness you want. You notice women will be attracted to you. You'll notice that your house is meticulous. You'll know your body's meticulous. You'll know as opportunity and money will start coming your way. But obviously those things aren't happening for you. Ask yourself some questions. Is it everybody else in the economy and your metabolism or your thyroid or your knee problems or your back problems? Or maybe is it you and the way you think and the way you act? So I really want you to sit with that. That's a real one. That is a real, real one. Gentlemen, I wanted to thank you. If you watch it all the way to end or you listen to all the way to the end, I really want you to sit with it. Think about what I had to say. That is probably the realest piece of advice I would give. And you really took it. If you took it to heart, I know you'll be successful. I know you'll go far when it comes to your body. So I will see you on the next one. All right. I have all my social media linked below where you can get access to us and ask me any questions and where we continue the conversation further. Like, I'm on Instagram. You can message me, say what's up, look at my stories. Life's good. I will see you on the other side.